but would be very upset with me if I don't ask you about Judy Wood's work here, considering that you did mention directed energy weapons potentially taking down Flight 93 near Shanksville. So could this technology possibly have taken down the buildings as well, in your opinion?
That's a good question. No, I would answer no on that. I think the directed energy weapon, a high-powered microwave, would be I believe this technology is not exotic. The U.S. military had it pre-9/11. And it would be the sort of thing that would be, you know, you could fit one of these devices in a small suitcase, and it could be battery-powered, and it would put out a electromagnetic signal that could be very damaging to computers, to any kind of electrical equipment, any kind of electronics. And a commercial aircraft would have no defense against this kind of weapon because they're not hardened against electromagnetic energy like this type of weapon. And it would have a range, an optimal range of probably around up to 5 kilometers. But what Judy Woods talks about in her book is very different. It would be, it would have to be a something, a space weapon, you know, based on a space platform, something like that. And although I found some of Judy Woods' research to be very interesting and valid, I really don't take it seriously. I think that the evidence for you know, in 2007, an independent team of scientists led by Dr. Stephen Jones found traces of residues of nanothermite in World Trade Center dust samples. And they also found actual unexploded ordnance traced in a little bits of nanothermite that had not exploded. And the other evidence for explosives is the large concentration, and I'd say about 5 to 6% by weight, of iron, little iron spherules, tiny iron spherules that were found in the dust. And this was one of the first things they discovered because they, I mean, you just put a magnet up against the dust and all this iron comes out of it. And you put one of the, you put this under a microscope and you have these little tiny spherules. Spheres of iron, when iron is the principal constituent of steel, and this is hard evidence that steel melted in large quantities. So, you know, I think that the evidence is very strong, very compelling, that the buildings were taken down in controlled demolitions and that those buildings were wired. Fairly large amounts of explosives were probably involved, and this was a major operation. They must have been working on this for months before 9/11.
Yeah,
it had to be a large operation. Judy Wood doesn't really offer an alternative theory, an alternative explanation. What she does in her book, this was my assessment anyway,
sure.
That she basically identifies a number of anomalies, and then she suggests that these point to the use of a directed energy weapon. But, you know, this would be very exotic. I am not convinced that the U.S. military even has something like that. I certainly have not seen any evidence for it.
What do you make of the footprint of the buildings being so so small?
Well, again, I think this points to a controlled demolition. If a plane had hit a building and caused it to, you know, weaken on one side, and if the building, if fires had caused other damage, you know, at that level of the building, you would expect the building would have tipped over. It would have been a very asymmetric collapse, but instead we have these very perfectly symmetrical collapses, you know, all the way down to the ground. I mean, how do you explain that?
Yeah.
That's impossible. The core columns and at the base of the World Trade Center Twin Towers were 7 inches thick steel. So there's no way that you would have had a progressive collapse because as the building collapses, you get it, you know, the steel gets thicker and thicker, stronger and stronger. If there had been a collapse, it would have been a partial asymmetric collapse.
Yep, and then we have, on top of this, I'm just continuing there on some of the anomalies here. We have Silverstein and the insurance